President Bush addresses the joint session of Congress tonight on the threat of terrorism and the lengthy campaign he plans to wage against it. Aides say the president will not be asking Congress for a declaration of war or announcing the start of a military strike. Instead, he'll try to rally Americans and prepare them for possible sacrifices. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The president spoke to the nation on the night of the attacks against the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, but he was fairly subdued then in his calls for retaliation. Ever since, there's been a growing drumbeat at the White House that the country and the world are headed for a lengthy war against terrorism, and that it's a war unlike any other. President Bush says he'll use tonight's speech to explain to Americans just what kind of enemy they face.
A lot of our citizens have got a lot of questions about what has taken place on September the 11th and subsequent to that. And I owe it to the country to give an explanation. And I want to
aides say the president will try to lay the groundwork for a war that will be fought in many places and on many fronts, some military, some economic, some diplomatic, and some legal. The president has singled out Saudi exile Osama bin Laden as the prime suspect, but administration officials say the real target is a network of terrorists spread throughout the world. White House National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says the president wants Americans to realize they're in it for the long haul.
This is not something that is going to be over in a matter of months. And so the president feels, I think, an obligation to bring the American people along with him in his thinking, to bring them along with him in his deepening understanding of what it is we face, to understand that there may be sacrifice along the way.
The president is unlikely to spell out those sacrifices, but he's already acknowledged that lives are at risk, and Americans should stay alert to the possibility of future attacks. Yesterday, the president said it was clear the financial toll would be high. He said the attacks have already shocked the economy. The president and congressional leaders met in the Oval Office to discuss what actions to take in response. He said his vow not to use any of the Social Security surplus unless there's a war, a recession, or an emergency has been put to the test.
We've had all three, it seems like to me, and I'm going to work with Congress to send a clear message to America, American workers, American business people, that this government will respond to this emergency.
Lawmakers in the White House are working on a multi-billion dollar relief package for the airline industry, which has been hit especially hard. They're also talking about a broader economic stimulus package, one that could include additional tax cuts. But lawmakers say Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan urged them in a closed-door meeting yesterday not to act too quickly, and no decisions were made during the White House meeting. Meanwhile, the president continues to round up international support. Yesterday, he met with Indonesian President Megawati Sukarnoputri, head of the world's largest Muslim nation. The president said the United States does not want to wage a holy war against Islam, as some bin Laden supporters insist. He said the war is with those who have committed violent acts against innocent people.
The Muslim faith is a peaceful faith, and there are millions of good American who practice the Muslim faith, who love their country as much as I love the country, who salute the flag as strongly as I salute the flag. And for those who try to pit religion against religion, our great nation will stand up and reject that kind of thought.
The president says he expects many nations to join in the fight, but that they'll participate in different ways, with some countries more comfortable than others, providing overt help to the United States. Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.